You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Logic is like a sword. Is non-firearm weapons training relevant for modern self-defense? One of my goals for the Martial Brain podcast is to do my small part to promote the importance of logic and reason in the martial arts world. Yet, one of the programs offered at my academy, the Filipino Martial Arts and Majapahit Weaponry, is a program that trains people in the use of sticks, swords, knives, staffs, spears, and a variety of other weapons that might be considered anachronistic, out of place in the modern world of firearms. Is it logical and reasonable to do this? In my opinion, yes. Training in a high-quality martial arts weapons program leaves you well-positioned to pick up and use almost anything effectively as an improvised weapon. For the martial artist concerned with self-defense, this alone is sufficient reason to pursue weapons training. But, as the infomercials say, that's not all. There are additional benefits to weapons training you may not have realized. Let's examine some of them. First is enhanced perceptual speed. The tip of a sword or stick reaches speeds far greater than those reached by a kick or a punch. When combined with a set of quality empty-hand striking skills, developing the ability through training to see and anticipate the movement of a weapon makes it easier to see punches and kicks coming. The second benefit from quality weapons training is superior footwork and spatial awareness. If you have experienced the result of allowing the business end of a training weapon to touch you at combat speed, or if you can vividly imagine it, you will have far more respect for the weapon than for a hand or a foot. This develops a fighting style in which you are not comfortable standing still and trading blows with the opponent. Instead, you will have enhanced your footwork to augment defensive tactics like blocking and parrying. If you learn to move your body well against the superior speed and power of a weapon, imagine how much easier moving against an unarmed opponent can be. The third benefit derived from weapons training comes specifically from training with double weapons, that is to say, a weapon in each hand. This particular type of training can be very useful for developing coordination with your weak side hand. In addition, training against an opponent who holds a weapon in each hand more strongly develops your habit of evading more frequently to the side away from his other weapon. This skill and habit is also very useful when boxing or kickboxing. The fourth benefit derived from weapons training is increased hand and forearm strength. I have found weapons training to be among the finest methods for developing hand strength. Floro Villabrea, a famous master of Filipino martial arts, was a very small man by Western standards. He competed in Hawaii in the early to mid-20th century in a form of mixed martial arts that fought in the ring with sticks. Yep, you heard me correctly. Two men wearing boxing trunks, I assume groin cups, and wielding sticks. This sport lasted for a good while before the authorities found out and put a stop to it. Floro Villabrea was undefeated in dozens of these fights. He could husk a coconut, which usually requires a blade or other tool, with his bare hands. Imagine the advantage of such hand strength in the clinch or in a grappling situation. The fifth benefit derived from training in a weapons program is probably the most important. This is developing the skill, when you yourself are not wielding a weapon, to survive against an opponent who is wielding a weapon. This is referred to as empty hand versus weapons training. Having trained in weapon versus weapon combat will have enhanced your ability to defend empty-handed against a weapon in many ways. For example, training as a knife fighter is the most efficient path to understanding when a knife-wielding attacker has made a mistake and is vulnerable to counterattack. Benefit number 6 is closely related to benefit number 5. It is the development of close-quarter combat skills for carriers of firearms. Just as it is a common mistake of logic to treat the martial arts as if it were magic, the way many people regard firearms suffers from equally flawed logic. A handgun is not a magic wand that makes enemies comply with your wishes by simply pointing it in their general direction. Your chances of using a firearm effectively and safely are much greater if you train regularly under qualified supervision. A good teacher will help you decide which weapon is best for you, how to handle mechanical failures, how to use concealment and cover to your advantage, and many other useful skills. If you're going to carry a handgun, you should spend regular time at the range, sharpening your skills. It's also important to understand that the deployment of a firearm from a holster or place of concealment is neither automatic nor instantaneous. If you find yourself in a situation where your opponent is closer to you than 20 feet, and you perceive that he or she is armed with a knife or a club, and has bad intentions toward you, and your weapon is not already deployed, trying to draw your weapon before engaging the opponent is almost always a mistake, usually a fatal one. Your odds of survival are best if you first establish a situation stable enough to pull your firearm, ideally by using footwork for increasing your distance from the bad guy. Sadly, however, your environment will often be a constraint, preventing you from moving away. In that case, you should prepare your stance, guard, and orientation for his or her approach. Receive the attack and neutralize it before establishing sufficient control to draw your weapon. This is difficult to describe in an audio setting like this, but practical and effective techniques for this exist, and they are based directly on empty hand techniques for defending against weapons, which are in turn directly based on weapon versus weapon techniques and concepts. For all of these and other reasons, I find weapons training a valuable and enjoyable part of the martial arts. Anyway, that's what I think, but I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.